Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, everybody, welcome to the second hour today of Political Coffee. It's great to have you with us. So, I hope you enjoyed that interview with State Representative Mark Finchem, because it was enlightening to see what's going on down in Arizona. Now, how much of that needs to happen here in Oregon? Well, according to this letter from Michael Frost that he wrote to Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, a lot. Because he's alleging some of the same things that they know happened down in Arizona that they're trying to get evidence to talk about. Now, as I alluded to before we went to the top of the hour break, and Glenn, hang on, because I'm going to take your call in just a moment. By the way, the number to call for Political Coffee today is 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. This is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. Send me an email to jeff@1220.am. We'll try to read it here. What's profound about this, what we're trying to do with State Representative Mike Nierman and my friend Janice Dysinger, the Abigail Adams Project and their voter integrity project. They're going to be meeting with, they've changed the date now from 5th and the 6th of January now to the 7th and 8th, where they're going to be going to Polk County with a team of volunteers, and they're going to be looking at the 2018 election actual ballots, looking at the images in the machine. Now, Mark Finchem talked about the images of the machine, right? Now, that it takes this optical picture, and there is software that can analyze that data and literally see, pre-send it to see, there are smudge marks, there are these things. This is what part of what Michael Cross is alleging, that Clackamas County got 90,000 perfect ballots. Really? Maybe we ought to be looking at that, but we're going to be looking at Polk County to begin with. We're also going to look at the digital images of the 2020 election, not the actual ballots. They're going to bring us the actual ballots from storage, which by law they have to keep for 22 months. They've kept them obviously a little bit longer than that. But in this case, we're going to be looking at just the images from the 2020 election. Now, that was pivotal because Polk County was pivotal in voting out incumbent Republican state senator Denise Bowles. She lost in the county precincts. She won over in Marion. Now, according to Sidney Powell, and by the way, I did find Sidney Powell's entire 271-page evidence. So if you go to the Krakenwood 2020, it's Kraken, K-R-A-K-E-N, hyphen wood.com. Scroll down a little bit. Clear to the right, it says, Sidney Powell publishes binder of election fraud evidence. Click on that. Takes you to a website. I can download the PDF. I downloaded the PDF. 271 pages. Some of this is stuff you know. Some of it you may not know. So we're going to get into that more. We're also going to be talking about this. You know, Mark Finchem talked about in Arizona today, they're having a rally at the state capitol where they are in it. It's happening in about 10 hours or so. Actually, I think it's noon. Yeah, less than 10 hours. But you can watch it live. They're going to be recalling or starting the recall effort to recall these 4 out of 5 county commissioners. Maricopa County, but refusing to comply with the legislature's legal subpoena to allow them to forensically examine those Dominion voting machines and those optical images, right? We are going to have a rally here, Friday, New Year's Day, at our state capitol. Oregon Women for Trump are part of this, are putting this on. I'm going to be speaking at it. I want you to come and join New Year's Day. We've got to stand up, because after we had our little rally, we're marching down to Kate Brown's residence, Mahoney Hall, to protest in front of it to let her know we're done with lockdowns. We've had enough, especially now that we have this 10 million person study out of Wuhan, China that says there's no asymptomatic spread. Out of 10 million people, you would think you would find some, huh? Wasn't. Plus, in America, Journal of American Medical Medicine, is the most prestigious journal there is. Reviewed studies in America found the same thing. In America, asymptomatic spread is not happening. We are being lied to. Our businesses are being closed down for no good reason. You're being forced to comply with wearing a mask. No asymptomatic spread is happening, period. It's time to stand up, folks. Willing to join us? Freedom Heating and Air is helping to sponsor this event at the Capitol on Friday. Come and join us. The actual event starts at 1, I'm told, but we're going to be there. I'm driving up in a Trump truck convoy from Eugene. We leave there at about 11 o'clock. We're there about noon. Come and join us this Friday. And then next Wednesday, January 6th, we're going to be meeting again. Now, I'm going to be part of an early morning thing that happens there. It's going to be worship-oriented, and that's going to be until about noon. Then from there, another rally is going to happen. This is all part of what President Trump has asked us to do, and it is called Operating Occupy the Capitol. It's happening in all 50 states. Come and join us next Wednesday. Or join us this Friday. Year's Day at the Capitol, the next Wednesday at the Capitol. We've got to stand. No matter how this turns out, we will never trust our voting system again. So some of these questions are, again, 503-59-1220, the power of Buick GMC talk line. I'm going to get into the asymptomatic spread issues, all of that. Also going to talk a little bit more about the Mike Pence thing, this lawsuit. Because it isn't what you see. It isn't what you're reading necessarily about whether Mike Pence actually doesn't believe he has the power to choose the electors on January 6th. It's what the lawyers advising him are saying. And I'll get into the logic of that. Plus, Salem salon owner from Glamour Salon, Lindsey Graham, is suing Kate Brown because of the lockdown, but also because state agencies are threatening her, literally been threatening her. She's suing for going over the boundary, the heavy hand of tyranny. It is, folks, tyranny. Good for Lindsay. All right, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Big CMC talk line. Let's talk to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, these county supervisors, board of supervisors across the country, they make $239,000 plus bonuses, $51,000 on average. California, San Francisco is $306,000. The universities and the colleges taught the students to go after these positions. And the same county supervisors in Oregon and Arizona, all of them, that have been defunding the police, that's the positions that are corrupt. And it's been this way for many years. And they are actually targeting leftist students in these universities and colleges to go after these positions. They've been doing it for 20 years. They get good pay, and they use our money to throw right back in our face. It's exceedingly corrupt. Trump absolutely has authority to see the corruption of this country and reverse all of this. If he doesn't, he's bought off, I don't know what it is, bought off, swindled, or threatened. Because at this point, we have absolute proof of what's going on, and we need to tell our officials, like you said, we've had enough. We're done.
Well, I think so. I mean, if you look at what Mark Fincham said, the incredible amount of frustration that's going on in Arizona. And I happen to know this anecdotally beyond just Mark Fincham, because I have friends who lived in Scottsdale down there, and they are done. They are just fried with this stuff. They're sick of it, and they're standing up to it. And that's how Liz Harris has got these 800 people helping her literally find these people that are questionable. So in other words, the Bobby Payton, I talked about him yesterday. He was in that hearing that Mark Fincham led, where he talked about these phantom voters. They can't find anybody. Well, he did it also in Pennsylvania and Georgia. They can't find anybody that's relative with these people, these unique last names, so on and so forth. Those volunteers literally are fed up, and they are going door to door, again, signing legal affidavits under penalty of law that are notarized that, in fact, these voters do not live here. This is illegal. This is an illegal vote. All of that's real evidence. The fact is that they're sick of it. They're tired of it. Is profound. Now, let me ask you this, Glenn. Do you think we're there at that place?
Oh, we are there. If we don't win this, it's done for all of us. We are there. If it is that corrupt, which it is at this point, we've all known it how corrupt it is. We've had taken away from us the ability to stop them. And it starts at these very local areas, these boards of supervisors, Multnomah County. How many years has it been corrupt and using these softwares and these machines? And these people that got into these positions, good paid positions, and then in these nice courtroom looking buildings with all mahogany, looking so official, and consuming our tax dollars and throwing it right back in our face. Boy, are we fed up. They need to hit the road. They shouldn't even be working at McDonald's. I wouldn't trust them to be at McDonald's to work. We're fed up. We have a reason to rally, and we have a reason to grab these people and shake them and say, what do you think you've been doing for the last 15 years in our country, our cities, and our counties? We want you to speak. Speak to us. We're going to come to your courtroom mahogany desk meetings by the hundreds of thousands, and we're going to get rid of you. We're done with you. Pence is the one that can cause it. He's our only hope that we'll have a chance to even do that. And then once Trump takes the position, then we start focusing on those boards of supervisors across the country. We take away their salaries, their perks, and their leftist teaching that they got from their universities, and these professors that are indentured with huge salaries. It's all one big cesspool. It's pathetic. It's unreal. It's sick.
Yeah, you're right, and it is playing out, unfortunately, as we go forward. Glenn, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. It's 7:20 in the morning. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the power of the Ukrainian dog. Back in a... Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to just say to you that I am very appreciative of Bill Sunderland. From SunderlandAgency.com. Bill is a country financial advisor. He can help you kind of figure out how or if you need to make any changes to your investment portfolio, what your asset just looks like, all of those important things that you just need to be aware of, especially if you're kind of getting towards the end of working life, and you're really kind of figuring out how you balance an investment portfolio for your retirement years. He's the guy who can help you. Check him out on the internet. It's Sunderland, S-U-N-D-E-R, Sunderland.com. We'll call him. 503-885-0789. 503-885-0789. So, right now we're being lied to. Sort of expect that, right? We kind of think that's the case. Well, it is. In many ways. Now, Red State has this story about what's going on with asymptomatic spread. And it's pretty stunning because it's not just this 10 million person study, which is just a monumental thing if you think, right? It is. It's not just that, but it's how it impacts us. Because right now, again, you know, you've got Lindsey Graham who is literally suing Kate Brown because of Kate Brown's heavy hand, how she works behind the scenes and what she does to keep people in line and that kind of thing. Well, the bottom line is this. We're being lied to that we have to comply with all this stuff because of asymptomatic spread. It is not happening. It's not happening in America, to Amit's Red State article. And it is not happening in China, all places. So that being the case, let's get into the article. Two new studies in major journals cast doubt on the role of asymptomatic transmission of Wuhan virus. That's the headline here in Red State. And of course, it's got a smiling picture of Dr. Anthony Fauci. So, who should have been fired like last week as soon as he had said that he basically was lying to us all along. And it talks, they have videos from the first part of this thing of him saying that masks are worthless and then, oh no, get it. Mask them, and then all of these other things. But here's one of the things. California has had one of the toughest restrictions in the country for the political. In fact, a tweet of theirs is on the screen. To combat the coronavirus. A complete ban on restaurant dining, travel quarantines, and indoor gym closures. It hasn't been enough. Now, I'm sorry. I'm just a fifth generation Oregon farm boy, spent a little time, let's forget, half a brain, I can sort of figure out that, you know, if all of those things are happening and the strictest measures there are, and people are still getting more sick and getting the COVID, then those things aren't working. It's not hard to figure it out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out now. But you do need to figure it out. Things like this story talks about. It's the actual university studies. So in this article, and I link to both of the, and by the way, I've got everything up on the Facebook page right now. So far they haven't blocked it. I have the Sid Powell Crackton-Hood.com address there. At any rate, they'll put something up there soon about that. But you'll be able to go there and link the live hearing, by the way, press conference at the state capitol in Arizona today. But anyway, look, here's what these two articles, and again, you'll be able to link to both of these articles. They've been out there in the news, but the point is this. These two major studies are saying the same thing. Is that basically there's no asymptomatic transmission of COVID. And you would think a 10 million person study in China, in Wuhan of all places where this thing really started, that would be pretty significant. That a lot of people like Dr. Fauci or maybe even Kate Brown would be able to read that and go, maybe we don't need to do all of except that's not what it's about, is it? It's about control. Your life is being ruined because people want to control. Now, that's not all of us. If some of you are listening or on your way to work and you've not been laid off at all, maybe you're a state worker, that's fine. Maybe you're just average person, your business hasn't been affected. Good for you. God bless you. But for those of you who are laid off and your lives have been ruined because you had to give up your car, you're in foreclosure, or you should be evicted because you're not able to pay rent. Why? Because you couldn't get any money from the state's antiquated computer system and the unemployment department. You are a victim of government. You're a victim of this lie. You're also a victim of Kate Brown. Now, what I think Lindsey Graham ought to do is I think she ought to open up a lawsuit and let the rest of us join it as a class action. We haven't been harmed the way she has been, what she's alleging, so that's probably not possible. Based on this study, the other study, and again, both of these are linked on my Facebook page. You can go look at them right now. Read them for yourself. Don't believe me. Read them for yourself, folks. Based on that, we ought to have a lawsuit in Oregon against Kate Brown. That's just one of the things that we ought to do. Because none of it's necessary. Even the CDC, I touched on this yesterday, folks. The CDC has even changed their own guidelines on their website. To say that basically, if you're sick, how long have you known that? 7:30, back in a moment. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Hey, by the way, you want to send me an email? It's jeff@1220.am. Or call me. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Talk line. 503-589-1220. Go back to the phones in just a moment with a couple of housekeeping items. First off, apparently I'm getting some breakup here. I'm not sure what that's all about because I'm getting multiple emails about this. I'm sorry. For some reason, it just seems to be breaking up. I don't know what the deal is there, but it is. My apologies for that. I don't know how to fix it. I do want to say this. The president is asking everybody to contact the state legislatures in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona. And he's providing numbers. And you can go see this at the Gateway Pundit. Okay? Just go there. Just find the Gateway Pundit and go on from there. Okay? By the way, Liberal Wilbur got back to me. Because I think it was Art called me yesterday and said, I wonder how Wilbur voted. So I asked Wilbur. And he said, I voted for Trump both times and wouldn't vote for him again. But I can't help wondering if he isn't just being a sore loser, since nothing seems to have been proven to change the outcome of the election. Well, that's where I guess Wilbur's not so liberal, because I feel the same way. Don't you? I'm a little frustrated by all of that. And rightfully so. So, the study of, and by the way, I'm getting some Facebook hits on this, asking about what are the links so that you can actually read the studies for yourself. Well, that's all up on my Facebook page. Where, by the way, you can also see how you can help Megan Marie. You know, she's that young lady here in Salem, the mother of three that's been attacked by Antifa because she organized these Stop the Steal rallies. She now has a givesendgo.com page where you can donate. I donated to her last night. She just put this up. It's on my web page, on my Facebook page, rather. So scroll down below today's show. See a pretty picture there. And you can just click on it, and you can give to help her fund her going after people that are going after her, because she knows some of them are. She's going to sue them civilly. The cops aren't doing anything. And she's going to have to move. So she needs help with doing all of that, because remember, they caused her to lose her job. They went after her employer, and her employer fired her. So this is how you can help. Go to my Facebook page, scroll down below today's link, and click on her picture, givesendgo.com, make a donation to her. You can also pray for her. Literally, you can pray for her on that page. The Christian organization that runs this, givesendgo.com. All right, to the phone. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning again.
Good morning, Jeff. Remember what Kate said way, way back? Vengeance is best served cold.
Uh-huh.
And of course, she's doing all this stuff as vengeance. She hates small business. She really loves big business because they're the ones that give her the money, like Nike, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's why she continues to do what she's doing. Now, she just came out the other day that she's going to open up the schools or allow schools to be open January, February. Did you see that, Jeff?
I did.
And the reason why she's doing that is because she has all this information, because she's the governor, on what's going on, what new stuff they're learning about the virus, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, she takes it to the furthest limit. And then, of course, she's starting to relax things. What I'm concerned about, Jeff, and what we, I believe, need to be very proactive, because I don't believe she's going to do it, is we got to make sure when they start the legislative session that we have full access. Because you know what kind of shenanigans are going to go on during this legislative session? It always goes on every session. And so We need to, you know, this protest, we need to be sending that message to her, because believe me, Jeff, she's going to do everything within her power to, screw Oregonians concerning this legislative session. And we definitely need other things opened up. You and I both know that. But we definitely do need to send a powerful message to her that this stuff is no longer accessible. Now, one more thing I wanted to say, Jeff, I appreciate you guys, looking at the Oregon, voting systems. And I'm wondering, I know you said, well, we may get what we want if we ask for the election before this one. Wouldn't it be more prudent to be requesting the registered voters list here in Oregon, researching how many illegal aliens are registered, how many non-existing people are registered and bogus address, just like the friend you interviewed in the first hour. And wouldn't that be a more prudent way to start gathering evidence so that we can make sure this stuff is addressed.
Well, it is, and that's where we're going.
Yeah.
But we have, it's baby steps first. Okay, you're absolutely right. You're thinking in the right direction here. That's exactly where we're going to go, and that's, frankly, we're going to use the model of some of these other states and what they're uncovering to do just exactly that. This is just the beginning, because we're fed up with it, too. Art, thank you. I appreciate
your have a great day.
Call and contribution to that, because you're right. Now, look, the other thing Art's right about, we need to open up the legislature, the Capitol building, for us all when the session starts in February, folks. It is ridiculous that right now they cannot allow us in that building and have us to be socially distant. But why does that even matter now that we have studies that say asymptomatic spread just doesn't happen? The only time it happens is when you're actually sick. That's what these studies came up with. Both studies, numerous states are in America, and this 10 million person study in Wuhan, China. Yeah, Art's right. You need to come, folks, to this rally this Friday, New Year's Day, at the state capitol. Because we're going to march down to Mahonia Hall. We're going to demand that Kate Brown open up the state of Oregon because of all of this evidence that says you can't get it by walking around asymptomatic. Open up the Capitol building. Open up our businesses. Open up our schools. The only way it's going to matter, folks, is if we start another recall petition. I'm telling you that right. We can do a lot of rallies if we need to, and we need to keep doing them. But we need to get this woman out of office. She is a tyrant. That's who she is, how she's acting. We need to make sure people in Oregon agree they've had enough. They're fed up. This is the people's house, state capitol, and we need to be protesting there constantly, but do it peacefully. No more breaking windows. No more acting like Antifa. I don't care how frustrated you are. We cannot act like the bad people. All right. Two major studies, right? This is the Red State article. Again, it's up on my Facebook page. You can read it. Let me read through the important parts of it right now. And this is the point I'm going to make before we go to the break here. A study of almost 1 million people in Wuhan, China, found that asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 did